This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Long Shoe on the Twitter. I feel like deja vu. Here we are again. Another week, another disappointing loss, another inexplicable effort. Jason, as I have the past couple of weeks, to start here, I will just cede you the floor. What happened? What went wrong? Why did they lose again?
Inconsistency, I think, is maybe the word of the week. It's crazy. I actually feel better about the overall performance after the loss than I did after the home draw. I think they showed more positive things in the loss in Chicago, but the issue is it's just not happening for long enough periods of time, and it's not happening often enough. And that's something that is really confounding when you look at the talent in this team. And it became a conversation afterwards. I had the chance, I was the media on hand after the game, and I had the chance to ask Ronnie Dyla and Ronald Hernandez quite a few questions. And I think you got a sense from Ronnie Dyla that he's sick of talking about the talent that the team has because they're not performing like the talent that we think that they have. And that's got to change. And I think the main way that changes is more consistency. You know, this is a team that I feel like today is playing less like the vision that Ronnie Dyla has for the way that he wants to play, the way he's trained them to play, the things they've worked on since the beginning of preseason. I think they've gotten further away from that because of the performances. And right now he's trying to find a way to balance long-term building with short-term results, because the urgency for results is only increasing at the moment, and you're not finding any.
All right, so I did see in the AJC today that he did say some changes will be coming. What do you expect those to be?
Well, you're in a situation now that you're playing on Wednesday in Austin, Texas, where the high temperature on Wednesday is going to be 105. Not kidding. The game's already been pushed back 30 minutes because of heat, and it wouldn't shock me if it goes back a little further, because last time I checked at kickoff, it's still looking like it's going to be 96 degrees on a Wednesday night. That's not going
to
be easy coming off.
I bet you can't wait to call that one, Jason.
Man, I hope they have air conditioning in that booth. That's all I'm saying. It's rough. This is why we're glad we have a roof at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. It's a situation where you're playing on short rest. You know, you played Saturday, got home probably about 10, 11 o'clock at night. Didn't train on Sunday, trained today, more of a regen session. They'll train tomorrow, a light session, then travel and play. So, you know, how much can you do? It's down to who is fresh, who can play. And then you're turning around, coming back from Austin, going to get back home late or slash early on Thursday morning and play Saturday. So there's going to have to be changes just by default. There's a question about Brooks Lennon for Wednesday. Ronnie Dyla mentioned that today, that they're checking on him. They're checking on Pedro Amador, who missed the game in Chicago. So you already have those two possible questions, along with just the general fatigue that you're going to have at this portion of the schedule. There's going to be opportunities for players, and they're going to have to take them. Guys who have been sitting on the bench chomping at the bit, and you heard it from Ronald Hernandez after the game. You know, he hates being on the outside watching, because there's anybody who bleeds red and black in the way that you'd hope for this club. Ronald Hernandez is one of those guys, and he's always been very open in sharing that with me when I've chatted with him. It's painful to watch. And guys who have been sitting and watching these performances that have not been good enough are going to get an opportunity to show that they should play more. And we'll see if they take it.
Talking with our buddy Jason Longshore here after another disappointing loss for the Five Stripes, 2-1 out in Chicago. They'll head to Austin where, as Jason said, it'll be a balmy 105 degrees during the day, 95 degrees at first kick. And it'll be another good test for our Five Stripes. So what do you do now if you're the manager in terms of looking at yourself, looking inwards and evaluating the job that you've done so far? How do you think Ronnie Dyla would grade his own performance if he was given some truth serum?
I think he would not rate it highly, because ultimately he's judged by results. And I feel like he would be hard on himself in that case, because I don't think this is about tactics. I really don't. I've watched this team train all season. I've watched every game. I've watched preseason. I've seen how it's all built. And to me, it's not about what Ronnie Dyla is asking them to do. There is such a clamoring for Miguel Almiron to play centrally. The last two games he's played centrally, and there's been one chance created from him. So, like, that's not a magic fix. He's not a chance creator. And when you move somebody who is in Alexi Maranchuk around, you're not getting the best out of him. So I don't think it's about like tactics and what people on the outside are saying like needs to change. They think they see it differently when they're not on the training pitch every day. They're not around this group. To me, it's about individual performance. Now, I do like one thing that tweaked on Saturday, and I want to see more of it because of where this team is mentally, as we've talked about. I think they're lacking confidence, and I think sometimes that shows up defensively. Having an extra defender doesn't take away from the offense necessarily. It gives you the ability to break and counter, and I think we saw elements of that on Saturday, and it needs to be better in those moments. But it gives you a little extra security defensively, and especially on the road, where you are typically going to have less of the ball and you're going to have to defend more. I think that three center back, two wing back, sometimes it looks like a line of five, sometimes it looks like three. I think that gives you that little extra bit of security that can help give you a foundation to succeed from. So, you know, now the question is, with health being part of the conversation in this, do you have the bodies to do that again on Wednesday in Austin? But if you do, I would like to see where that can go. I think it might be the best way to try to get the best out of the individual pieces you have, while also giving the team a little bit of a security blanket to try to help with that confidence.
When you're dealing with playing with a match that's going to be so hot, how does Ronnie Dyla deal with the substitutions? How does he deal with the game plan in terms of how to try to conserve energy and those types of things?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere.
applications that vanish into thin air? What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
It's a good question, and it's interesting now that we're in the era where you have five substitutions. Before COVID, you had three subs, and a game like this would be really difficult to plan for because it's a safe bet that you're going to have three guys who are going to hit a wall in this game on short rest with the Heat. It's just going to happen. It's the nature of the sport. With five subs, you can plan a little bit. So in the case of players like Derek Williams, like Mateusz Klik, Miguel Almiron, guys who are a little bit older, who you would think might be some of those guys that hit that wall because of the heat, because of the fatigue. Well, you can start them and play them 45 minutes here and then go ahead and plan on making a sub at halftime. And I think that opens up some different ways strategically to think about dealing with this heat. But those three guys specifically, I think you do have to think about how many minutes they can give you on Wednesday night, because the last thing you want to do, and I think it's always a balancing act in this league, home teams are far more likely to win. Road teams are not. You're on the road on Wednesday night in very difficult conditions on short rest, and you're back home on Saturday. You don't want to blow your chances for Saturday by running yourself into the ground on Wednesday. And you're not punting on Wednesday, don't get me wrong, but you don't want to blow the better chance to win, which is the home game, to chase the more difficult chance to win, which is the road game. And that's a tough balancing act.
Jason, appreciate the time. As always, we'll chat again next week. Hopefully, maybe we can talk about two wins. How about that? Maybe they just need to play multiple games in a week, and then that'll be the solution.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.